Welcome to the Laura Mayer Podcast, a podcast all about learning to walk in the mental, emotional, and relational freedom that Jesus provided for you. Thanks for joining me again today. I'm excited about today's topic. I say that every week, but I am. And it's kind of fun because I pick topics just kind of based on, well, number one, a lot of times I'll just say, okay, Lord, you know, if I don't already have one in mind, what is it that you want me to talk about? What is it that you want me to share? And so they come that way. Sometimes podcast topics come because there's just been something growing in me concerning a certain topic. And oftentimes it stems out of stuff that God is teaching me in real time. And as I learn things, I love to teach what I'm learning. And then sometimes it comes from conversations with you guys. I don't ever share names or details or anything like that. But whether it's a conversation that came out of one of my mental health coaching appointments, or in the case of today's topic, I've had two conversations this week with people that I love and care about this very topic. And then sometimes it's just a conversation where someone shoots me a DM or sends me an email, or maybe sitting beside a mom friend at a ball game and a conversation comes up. And I find myself thinking, if one person needs an answer for this, if one person this is struggling with this, then probably a lot of us need to talk about this. This is a topic worth talking about. So today's episode is entitled. That's not the right way to say that. It is titled Quitting Versus Going, and how that's not the same thing. And why is it not the same thing? Well, we're going to dive in. But before we do, I do want to put a little plug that I am still offering and loving this new form of one-on-one helping that I'm offering, which is mental health coaching appointments. Each of these are 45 minutes long. They are done via Google Meet, so it's online. You can do it from the privacy of your own home or your own vehicle. A lot of people, it's funny, they'll hold their appointments in their cars, which is totally awesome, and that totally works. And so it's an appointment with me where, let's say the podcast has been helping, you've been learning, you've been growing, but you feel kind of stuck, and you feel sort of stuck in the same patterns over and over and over. Maybe you've even applied a lot of things you've learned either here or other places, but you just still have kind of this stuck feeling. That stuck feeling is a really big indicator that it's time to talk to somebody outside of your own brain, that you need outside information, outside wisdom, outside just experience on the subject. So if that is something that sounds like it would be interesting to you, I'll put the link in the show notes where you can click on my link and schedule an appointment. We can just do it one time, or sometimes people like to meet with me several times over the same topic as they are kind of working and progressing through the issue, and it's just kind of up to you, but I'm loving this, and it's super fun. I love seeing the light bulbs go off in people's eyes when they view their situation differently, when they've learned new tools, when they use the tools we talked about the week before, and it made an impact on their week this week. Oh my goodness, I love it, because I know that God wants His kids to walk in freedom, not in bondage, to so many of the things that we are struggling and dealing with. And when we can get new tools and heaven's wisdom on things, and just seeking Him for the root and just knowing what to do to untangle everything. I love to see people walk in freedom. But let's go ahead and dive in to quitting versus going. Okay, if any of you were raised kind of like I was, you've heard the phrase, quitters never prosper, or we don't quit in this family, or you're not a quitter, or don't be a quitter, or, you know, all the little phrases. And, you know, quitting has that negative connotation. Quitting, for me had the feeling of I didn't have what it took to be successful in that area. So I quit instead of trying harder, because maybe you know, it would be assumed that I was lazy or couldn't hack it, or not willing to put in the work and the consistency and the commitment. You know, I think a lot of times around the area of sports, I think that's where a lot of this phrasing comes in, or it came in my life, where, yeah, you know, you have to give yourself permission to be a beginner. When you're trying something new, you might not be the best. And for the recovering perfectionist like myself out there, that can be a challenge to remind ourselves that just because I'm not perfect at something the first time I try, or even the 10th time I try, or forever, because I'm human, that it matters to keep getting back up and giving it my best. But sometimes that mentality that I can never quit can actually be very detrimental to our lives, our mental health, our emotional health, even our physical safety and health at times. And it's because we start getting this attitude that I should never end anything once I have begun it. That there's something wrong with me, that once I pick something up, I'm committed to it forever. And we know this is silly when we think of it in terms of, let's say, developmental stages. You know, you're not still needing someone to help you brush your teeth, or you're not still using training wheels on your bicycle, or you no longer have a driver's permit. You now have a license. And you know, there's things that you have stopped doing along the way because it was time to move to the next thing. But for some reason, when it comes to relationships, organizations, jobs, churches, marriages, friendships, we have this unrealistic expectation on ourselves that if we ever say no and we walk away, that somehow that makes us a quitter. And I want to challenge that today. I want to get your brain going a little bit on this. And I pray that you have your heart open, because there's some of you that are stuck in some pretty toxic environments. But because you have told yourself that if you walk away, that that is admitting defeat, that that somehow is a shameful thing and it makes you less, that people are going to be disappointed in you, people aren't going to understand, people are going to assume you didn't have enough faith, all these things. But everything inside of you is sending off warning sirens. Your anxiety is through the roof. You're sick at your stomach when you pull in that parking lot. You dread having to run into that person or seeing them on the caller ID. These are emotions that we've talked about in the last few weeks, and I've done a 5 Minutes to Freedom on social media, the videos about. This goes into the topic of paying attention to what's going on inside. Paying attention to those emotions. Paying attention to the knot in your stomach. And instead of immediately shaming yourself and saying, well, what's wrong with me? What do I need to fix about myself? Instead, you chop off those last two words. And instead of saying, what's wrong with me? You say, what's wrong? And you just hold that in neutrality and bring it to the Lord and say, God, talk to me about this. What is going on? Why do I feel so much anxiety when I pull into that parking lot or I see that person or whatever? Or why is there so much anger in me in this situation? Explain to me what's going on. And if you will slow down, instead of continually trying to press on, charge forward, put your head down, quit complaining, just get it done, the way that many of us talk to ourselves, there may be messages. You know, it's almost like if you're on a road trip or something, and GPS can often be unreliable, even in 2023. GPS, still on a semi-regular occasion, sends me places that don't exist. I tried to type in a coffee shop not too long ago, and it's a very well-known coffee shop. It is a national brand. It is something that should and would have shown up on a GPS, and it sent me literally to the middle of a cow field. There was no coffee shop. there were cows. And I thought, what in the world? This is, you know, like, are we past this? So we all know that GPS can sometimes get us off track. But if you're on a road and let's say you were looking for that coffee shop. I had started to leave the city limits. And typically, this type of a coffee shop is not in a tiny little hole-in-the-wall place. It's in a major metropolitan area, or at least there's a stoplight nearby. But it kept leading me out into the middle of absolute nowhere. And I was paying attention, going, something is off. Something is not making sense with the destination of where I'm wanting to go. This does not look right. But because I was hard-headed and I really wanted that drink, I kept going until it landed me in the middle of literal nowhere. And I still didn't have my coffee. Paying attention to emotions is a lot like that. It's where, yeah, your GPS is sending you somewhere, but don't abandon your common sense at the sake of GPS. Sometimes we abandon what we know on the inside when we're on the wrong road. And our emotions are telling us things. The Lord is talking to us even about things. There's been times I have shoved His voice down because it was so opposite of what I had been told in religious circles of how God would have, you know, directed me at that point. And God's saying leave and bail out. But legalism and people around me have been, you know, were saying you better not budge. And so there's been times I've even pushed Him down saying, well, that can't be God. That can't be you. And He's like, yeah, it is. It is. Surprise, surprise, news alert. Humans don't always agree with me on things. And sometimes you've let their voice be louder in your ears than you've let mine. So, you know, there's some fear surrounding that word quitting. We don't want to be viewed as quitters. But there's also some misconceptions. And I want to talk about that for a second. And let's kind of define what is quitting versus what is leaving or going. So quitting is when you just stop something. It's just an abrupt stop. There may or may not be a reason. Maybe it did get too hard. And like, you know, a diet that you started, or you started cleaning out that closet, but then you got busy and distracted, and so you quit, and you might get back to it, and you might not. So, you know, yeah, there are things, it's legitimate reasons to quit in life. But I'm talking about the people who are staying in bad places and in unhealthy situations because they're so afraid of quitting. Leaving is a whole different thing. Quitting makes me think how we are running from something. Leaving or going is when we are choosing to run toward something. It's when we've decided, you know what? I need to make space for something healthier in my life. This is not getting me where I need it to take me. This is actually removing me further from where I need to be. This is actually damaging me. This is not healthy. I am not going to change the culture that I'm in. Maybe it's time for me to reevaluate and adjust. But I see people stay. And it's always motivated from fear. I wanted to share with you a couple of times in my own life that I've left. Just walked away and left. The first story that came to mind when I was putting this podcast episode together was when I was in college and I was working for a professional in an office. I was basically kind of the front secretary / office manager. And I was very young, wasn't married at the time. And the professional that I was working for was a man. And you know, initially, there was lots of, he was busy in his office, I'm busy in my front office, and I would really just speak to him and report to him when there were things that needed to be discussed. But it started making me feel really uncomfortable when he would spend more time hanging out in my office, but specifically calling me back to his office a lot. And then there started to be a lot of comments on my appearance and the fit of my skirt or the fit of my pants. And I would feel him step, like if I was walking down the long hallway back to my office, I could sense and feel him come back out of his office to watch me walk away. And I'm a young girl, just barely starting college, and didn't have a lot of understanding of boundaries in the form of, I knew I was uncomfortable and I knew that was inappropriate, but I didn't have the power to call him out on it or to remove myself. As someone who just really was not taught to use a lot of those tools of using my own power and speaking up, but instead I was second guessing myself and going, I'm probably just making that up, and I am over exaggerating. I just must be wanting attention. That's it. I'm just making this up in my own head because I want attention. You know, and all these things, that these messages that come from society, and it causes us to override the warning bells that are going off on the inside. Well, the comments kept increasing, and I remember one day specifically, he asked me to walk down the hall in front of him and was commenting on my body. And it's just not what, I didn't want to be a part of that anymore. So it was verbal. It wasn't, there was not any contact of any type, but things had already progressed and I had already been disrespected and lines had already been crossed. So I decided to find a different job. And, not being able to advocate for myself very well back in those days, I made up just kind of a dumb reason that, oh, my schedule, yada, 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 whatever, and just left the job. Put in a notice and left the job instead of explaining why. Not that it would have been hurt anyway, not that it would have mattered, but I still removed myself from the situation. So in that case, was I a quitter or was I leaving? Was I saying, I don't want something negative to continue in my life, especially I don't want it to continue to a point or a place I don't want it to go. And I'm going to choose to leave. It's the ultimate power move when you say no more. It is not showing a lack of power on your part or a lack of strength on your part. It is showing tremendous strength to be able to say no more, and I am going. I think about a positive time that I left, and that's when I graduated from college. You know, we often don't think about leaving in those kinds of terms, but I graduated, I completed that step, it was time to go. You know, there's some things in life, maybe organizations or relationships or things that you're a part of, that it's just, they were a season in your life. And you're no longer in that season. And that's okay. Sometimes we leave because we have completed something. So maybe that's you. Maybe you've completed. And maybe there's some maybe bittersweet emotions about it. But it's time to leave and let go and move on to the next chapter. I think about the time that I left an extremely toxic church. And I share about this experience in a previous episode about church hurt, church abuse. I did 2 or 3 episodes about that and kind of get into that a little bit. But very, very damaging to me on so many levels, a part of that church for several years. And it got to the place where I realized the church, being a part of the church, was doing more damage to me than helping me. That being a part of that church actually was not helping me grow in my relationship with the Lord at all, because the pastor was constantly undermining and telling me that, you know, I couldn't hear from God or be led of God on my own, that I always had to go through him. And so he ended up controlling every department of my life, and every decision that I made had to be ran through him. It really got into a very unhealthy, dangerous, narcissistic, controlling environment from a man who sat behind a pulpit. And sadly enough, those are out there. There was so much shame when I finally left that church. I didn't leave because I thought I was in the right. I left fully believing I was probably in the wrong, because that's what he had told me. But I just knew that when this was hurting me more than it was helping me, my emotions had been there for a long time. The Lord had been talking to me for a long time and giving me warnings that I kept just ignoring and putting down because the voices of people in my life were louder than His voice. I respected what they said more. But really, it's because they kept undermining me and telling me I couldn't hear from Him. So I truly believed that I was really listening to God because that's what they had told me. And we were there for quite some time, and a lot of damage was done. And I was told I would never be in ministry again, and a whole bunch of stuff that the Lord has really had to undo, a lot of lies that I'd believed from this church experience, but I believe they were true. But I left that day not proud of myself. I just knew I couldn't stay. And so I left in shame, knowing that at least I wasn't dying. Because by the time I left, I was not in a good state at all. So that wasn't me quitting. I'd given everything I could give to make this pastor happy. I'd given way more than anybody should ever be required to give anywhere. And he was not a shepherd who had a heart for his sheep. He was a shepherd who saw sheep for wool and lamb chops and what he could get from me. Just such an all-consuming person. But I left, and I'm glad I did. And then I think about the time that I left an organization that I helped to co-found. Me and my best friend started a nonprofit 10 years ago now called Clothe Our Kids in my own community. You can check it out, clotheourkids.com. But it's an organization where we provide clothing and shoes to children in need, but we do it through referrals from the local school system. So we will pack the clothing and the shoes and deliver it back to the school in an unmarked bag for children to take home. And it was such an amazing adventure. It was such a miracle story of even how it got started, such a God thing, such a fun thing to be a part of. But I knew that there would be a day that I would walk away. The Lord had started talking to me that when Clothe Our Kids was still very, very, very young, that there would be a day I would walk away because He had other things for me to do. And I'm so glad He gave me warning about that, because when the day came 7 years later that it was indeed time to hand the baton of leadership to somebody else, I grieved that. I was sad, but I knew I was doing the right thing. Because God, in fact, had put some new things in my hands, some new ministry opportunities, things that He had for me to do, and He had supplied an amazing director to take my place. We never went down in quality. We went up, because isn't that just how God would do it? And I'm honored to still get to serve on that board and still get to be a part of promoting it in my community, but I'm no longer running the day-to-day. So sometimes we leave, not because something is wrong, but because something is right. Sometimes we leave because we are obeying God. If you're in a place where you are at the crossroads of making a decision about, are you supposed to stay or leave? What are you supposed to do? And you wonder if maybe you're just really a quitter. Maybe that's what this is about. Maybe you just can't hack it. Maybe you just need to be stronger. Maybe you need to try harder. Maybe you need to figure out better words to say to communicate to this other person and get them to see your worth and your value and step up and all these things. But I can say with confidence, quitters don't think like that. If you were a quitter, you wouldn't even be having this conversation with yourself. If you were a quitter, you wouldn't even be listening to this podcast and pausing and stopping and taking notes and soaking it in and sending it to your friend. You wouldn't be doing that, because that's not how quitters think. But you are someone who is learning to pay attention and learning to go to their Heavenly Father and say, Lord, am I in an unsafe place that I need to leave? Like my story from the job that I had working for the professional. Or Lord, is this just the end of a season? And maybe I've completed something. I've graduated something, and it's bittersweet, but it's time for a season change. I'm not quitting. It's time to go. Or maybe you're in a very toxic environment, and it will take you out. You are not going to change it. It will destroy you. That is how these things work. And maybe you're talking to the Lord about, how do I do that? Or maybe, like my example with Clothe Our Kids, maybe something's right and it's time to go. Because God's got the next season for you. Whatever it is, I want to leave you with some encouragement. I want you to know that going means you're growing. Going is not a stamp of shame. It's not a scarlet letter. Going means you're growing. And I want to encourage you with some truths about growing, some truths about going, so that you can do this next step in confidence. I want you to know that when you are rooted and grounded in how much God loves you, you know, I love the verse in 1 John 4:18 that says, "There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist, but full grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of the doors and expels every trace of terror. For fear brings with it the thought of punishment. And so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love. It's not yet grown into love's complete perfection inside of them." I've learned in my own life to pay attention to what decisions I'm making out of a place of fear. Am I afraid that if I turn an opportunity down, one will never come back? Am I afraid that if I walk away, I'll never have anything to take its place? Am I afraid that if I take the chance on myself and take this new opportunity, that I won't be any good at it, and I'm going to fail and I'm going to regret, and I should just stay where it's safe? Am I afraid that people are not going to understand, and they're not going to know my side of the story, and what if they start believing bad things about me? When we are rooted and grounded in how much God loves us, we realize that we have been looking to people to fill up our sense of self-worth and our sense of being stable and secure and loved. And so when we look to people for those things, yeah, we're afraid that they can take it away from us. And they can if they gave it to us. But man cannot take away from you what only God can give. And that is you being so rooted and grounded in a covenant mindset. I know I've not talked about it a whole lot here on the podcast. It is in my future plans, but I've done a lot of speaking on this at conferences. But a covenant mindset is understanding that you are in a bound agreement with God. And it's really a love mindset. Knowing that love supplies, love protects. Just go look at the love chapter, which is 1 Corinthians 14. Look and see what love does. And that's what love himself is to you. And so you can do life from that place of security, that place of stability, instead of from a lack mindset where you're always afraid of what people can take from you, whether that's what they think about you, what they believe about you, or whatever it is, fill in the blank. When you're rooted and grounded in love, you're also able to start operating in that fruit of self-control that Galatians 5 talks about, to where you are in control of your choices instead of always living in fear of what everybody else is going to think about you. Because let me tell you, you can fear God or you can fear man, but you cannot fear both. And when we live in fear, when we stay in toxic situations, we are elevating fear of man above everything else. And it causes us to stay stuck and stay in some really unhealthy places. So pay attention to how you're feeling on the inside. And if this is destroying you, that is an indicator there needs to, at the very minimum, be better boundaries. And potentially separation or leaving. And then what if you're so afraid of, what if you make a move thinking it's the will of God, but it's really not? And you're going to mess everything up. Well, let me just encourage you. You're not that powerful. I used to struggle with that so much. And now I know that if I'm seeking him and I do make a mistake, from a heart that is doing my best to follow him. He is so good. He will reroute me. I am not so powerful. And God is not such a cruel perfectionist that if I make one wrong move, crumbling down. I hope this has encouraged you today. I hope it's brought you some freedom. I hope it's answered some questions and probably maybe even confirmed some things you already knew in your heart. You just needed permission to know you're not a quitter. You're going. That's different. You're letting go of what is no longer right so that you've got room to embrace what is. And just encourage you with one final thing when it comes to the fear of others maybe not understanding, that sometimes we just have to let people live in their ignorance. It's not your job to make people understand you, and it's not a committee vote. You get to make a move, even if there's people in the room that don't quite agree with it. They don't have to. That goes back to that fear of man, and that God has given you the fruit of self-control, and that you do hear his voice. You know, I love in 1 John where it talks about how we are his sheep and we know his voice, and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. That's one of the verses that I pray when I've got a big decision to make. Instead of letting myself say, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do, I say, no, actually, I'm going to agree with Scripture here. And Scripture says, I'm your sheep, therefore I do hear your voice. And I'm going to believe that, and I'm going to expect to hear you. However you may speak, however you may lead, but my ears are listening. And instead of undermining myself constantly when I do think maybe the Lord's leading me on something, and don't let yourself just say, oh, that's probably just me. Right after you prayed for the Lord to lead you on it. Wonder what would happen if you started stepping out in the areas where you feel like the Lord is leading you. I wonder what would happen. And just a reminder when it comes to other people's opinions, that those who know you. And those that don't matter. Thank you for joining me this week on the Laura Mayer podcast. I hope that it's been a blessing to you. And if it has, I would love if you would hit subscribe and hit the little 5-star review thing. And hey, even if you want to take the time to write some words for a review, that would be amazing. And that really helps this podcast get up in the algorithms where it reaches more people and helps more people, which is my heart's desire. So, or just share it with a friend even. That would be amazing. But join me here next time, where we will continue learning that being His means being free.